The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. This week we have, for the third week in a row, Michelle O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Group, and Pinnacle Abstract.
Yes, that's right.
And Taylor.
Yes.
Thanks for being here with us again.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors that have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and see what's going on live at Dunmore Corners 24/7. Sometimes it's interesting. Right, Jackie?
Whatever you say, Pat. You love that webcam.
I do.
You're up there cleaning it.
There were people dancing in the parking lot where the camera was, and I had to go out and talk to them. He goes, "We came from New Mexico. This is on our bucket list." I'm like thinking, that's great. You need a life.
No, that's fun. People that
we're out there dancing in the parking lot.
People leave their childhood home, go somewhere else,
and there's somebody in St. Louis who's watching a camera all the time.
There's always something going on at those corners.
It really is.
Really? Well, you should have seen last year when they changed the lanes. Yeah. So if you're traveling south Blakely going towards North Blakely, they changed now where you stay straight. You used to stay straight in the right lane, mm-hmm. right? The left was only for turning. Well, now the left lane is straight. So there's been accidents because if you lived in Dunmore all your life, you're driving around. You're not, you know, you're
right.
Not looking at the signs above, you're on the phone or whatever, and you continue straight. Well, someone got broadsided last year, and the police had to check out.
Yeah, they want our webcam footage.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, and so they found out who was really at fault.
Yeah,
because
of the camera.
Right. So because accidents, nobody's ever at fault.
Right.
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 All right. So. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the archive radio shows and the podcast apps that we feature the radio shows on, and look us up on social media. Okay. Attorney Michelle O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Group, Pinnacle Abstract. For the last 2 weeks, we talked about gas leases. We're going to move on because I think one of the biggest things that happened in our area, in Lackawanna County at least, this year in 2025, was the reassessment.
Absolutely. Right?
So we're going to head towards a time where things are going to start to get real.
Yes. It didn't just happen. It's still happening.
Right. So, let's talk about appealing whatever the taxes, appealing what the county comes out with, right?
Right. So a little bit of background. The tax assessment for your real estate has not been redone, has not been reassessed on a countywide basis in over 50 years. I don't remember exactly how many years, but so many years that they have this ratio that the state puts out every year, and it changes. And Lackawanna County's is by far the highest, which means we're the oldest that hasn't done a countywide reassessment. This has been going on they've been talking about doing it for so, so long, and the county has been working on it, or their contractors have been working on it for years and years. And they finally, as everyone in Lackawanna County is well aware, sent out new reassessment notices several months ago. There were a lot of informal appeals, which was everyone's informal meetings to discuss those valuations. Those are over now. The county is going to send out again another new valuation, and they're calling that the final valuation, even though that is appealable also. So don't panic when you get it in the mail and it says final valuation. There will be information in that mailer that tells you how you can get a formal appeal hearing on that valuation if you don't agree with it. What they're telling people you need to know is that that assessment value, don't compare it to what your current assessment is. You want, what you want to compare it to is your new assessment value should be equal to what you could sell your home for what you could sell your home for today. So if you think you could sell your house for $150,000, your assessment should probably be $150,000 also.
So if it was less, I wouldn't complain. Right?
Well, I don't. You can complain if you want
to,
because your taxes are tied to your assessed value for your home. Now, we don't know if your taxes will go up or down, even if your assessment increased, because the millages, which is how they calculate real estate taxes, aren't going to be set until all of these formal appeals are finished, which is not going to be until the appeal period is. The meetings will all be over at the end of October. And so in December and January, they set those millages. So we won't really know the effect on your taxes until probably the tax bills come out in January or February next year.
Well, taxes are always appealable.
Taxes are always appealable.
All right. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So if someone didn't go through the informal appeal process, will they be able to go through the formal appeal process?
Absolutely. But what you need to know is that if you think you want to get yourself ready for a formal appeal, you need to get an appraisal sooner rather than later, because the appraisers are very, very busy because of all of this reassessment. So get your appraisal now. Get in touch with an appraiser. Get an appraisal now. Make sure that you tell that appraiser that the purpose of the appraisal is to appeal your assessment, because the assessment has to have a value good as of, I think it's July 2024. So you don't want a current appraisal. You want an appraisal that fits within the county's parameters. And your appraiser should probably be aware of that.
Yes, appraisers know that because they're certified. We have two certified residential appraisers, John Ruddy Appraisal Service. We have William Kelly and Gloria Suma. They're both doing these appraisals, and they've been doing them for the reassessment.
And they're probably very busy.
Yes, they've gotten quite a few calls.
Good.
Okay, so, but there's a lot of people that think that if a realtor pulls comparable sales, that that's as good as an appraiser.
According to the county, they are really looking for you to submit an appraisal, as opposed to your own comps that you pulled. You really need an appraisal to compare with what they have done, which is essentially also an appraisal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the first notice that went out regarding the reassessment said to call a real estate professional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of people.
And did, they did accept comps.
Mm-hmm. On the informal.
On the informal. But in the formal, you really do need an appraisal.
A certified residential appraiser.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's different than a realtor.
Correct.
Yeah. That's a different license.
And but usually your realtor will know an appraiser.
Yes.
Also.
Yeah. Right. Call our company. We'll set you straight.
Yep.
Right.
And they seem to be better with the values on buildings than they have been on land. Land seems to be all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to a lot.
It's either right on or it's way off.
Way off.
And commercial is worse. Commercial has been way off also.
Yeah.
Commercial properties.
Commercial properties have been way off also.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we started this discussion moments ago, you know, if somebody, this is where there's some sort of confusion. Property owners don't always know their value, and nor do realtors. To be honest, we do a range. It's not an exact science,
right?
You can't just go in and say, my house is worth $152,413.
And what they teach you in law school is fair market value is what a willing buyer
Ready, willing, able buyers, willing seller. Right, but you know, you say that to the bank who's not willing to lend that amount to that ready, willing, able buyer, and they tell you to go pound sand,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I that's
Jackie,
the definition.
I sense some resentment.
Okay, well.
That tone.
All right.
Has there been a problem?
There's been problems over
How does
the
that
years.
Make you feel?
Yeah, there's been frustrated, angry. All right, so, okay. Yeah, but, you know, property owners, sometimes what they want to sell it for and what they want to pay tax, this is the point I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. Okay, so property owners, what they want to sell their house for is much different than what they want to pay taxes on.
Yes.
Let's be honest,
That's
right?
That's true.
Okay.
Well, what it's insured for, they throw that one at you, too.
Well, that one, too. The replacement value, we get that. We get the policy thrown at us at
That's
the kitchen table.
That's a new
table.
One. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Over the years, I've countless
times. The insurance
times.
Company says it's worth $750.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll pull that bunny out of that hat.
Oh, they really get
magic work. Wand. Okay. All right. So, do they need an attorney for an appeal?
You don't need an attorney for an appeal, although there are attorneys doing the appeals. I'm doing them. There are a lot of attorneys that are doing them, but you do not technically, they're not requiring that you have an attorney to do an appeal, and lots of people can go and do them themselves. I would say the appraiser is more important than an attorney.
Oh, okay. All right. But I mean, this is something that you do every day.
Absolutely.
Right?
And we do them even when it's not reassessment time. If you have a new build and your house, when you get the certificate of occupancy, they always come out and reassess. And this is in every county. They come out and reassess for to give you the new value. So those do go through a formal hearing process, and we do those as well. And they happen in every county. That's how properties get reassessed over time.
Well, there's been tremendous discrepancies. Just like, say, my hometown in Dunmore. You know, you go to certain areas, they're like way high. And then you go to other areas and they're really low.
Right.
You know, and as realtors, we would often take advantage of the real low ones. And in the write-ups, right,
low
taxes.
Right? Absolutely.
Mean, right? So, but I mean, I can remember my dad who passed away in 2009, and he would often say, this county needs a reassessment. He was a certified residential appraiser and the broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy. So, and he really, really tried to push for it, but, you know, politically, it wasn't a popular
topic. And it's
topic.
Very expensive, which is why it wasn't popular.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone is upset about it, but it really is necessary. It really was necessary. This is a painful period. I remember when Luzerne County did it, whatever it was, 15, 18 years ago, whatever, whenever it was. And it was painful then for them, but they are back at that ratio I was talking about. Their ratio is very close to one, which makes it very easy to manage everything. Everything seems to be like on a level playing field now. So, you know, Lackawanna County, we will get through this. It's just a little bit of a painful period right now.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand why. And everybody automatically thinks their taxes are going to go up. But right. That's not the case.
Well,
right?
We don't know. It's supposed to be a net neutral.
Right.
So some are supposed to go up, some will go down, and some will stay the same. That's what they're saying is supposed to happen.
Right. A third, a third, a third. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on. I'll throw some topics you could choose. Okay. Landlord-tenant topics, rent-to-own.
I love a rent-to-own. It's
wow,
an interesting...
You love it?
Well, I get
I'm
a lot of calls
I'm
about
the,
it.
No, we're not fans.
I don't love it. I do get a lot of calls about
so
it.
So do we.
So do
yeah.
we. Yes, so do we.
All right. So let's talk about it. What are the key differences between a lease option and a lease purchase agreement?
That's interesting. So a lease option would be where you have a lease and you have a paragraph in that lease that gives you the option during the term of your lease, usually, sometimes it's only during certain years of your lease, where you could go to the landlord and you could say, well, so we have a right of first option and a right of first refusal. They're two different kinds.
Okay.
So the right of first option would mean if the landlord is trying to sell the property and they have and they want to sell the property, they could go to the tenant first and say, I'm going to sell the property. Do you want to buy it? And a lot of times those paragraphs will have a set purchase price, or they might say whatever the house appraises for, or whatever the property appraises for at that time. The right of first refusal is if the landlord gets an offer to buy the house, they have to go to the tenant first and say, I have this offer. If you can match it, then I have to sell it to you first. Otherwise, I'm going to sell it to this third party. So that would be the lease option. What was the other one? The lease
purchase agreement.
The lease purchase agreement is like a rent to own, like what most people think of as rent to own, where you sign the lease. And as you make your rent payments over time, let's say once you get to 5 years or 10 years, whatever the agreement is, the landlord says, at that time, you'll be considered all paid up and you've paid for the house and I'll transfer the deed then. I hate those because the landlord might not own it. The new landlord might not honor that agreement. You have to now track them down and get them to actually sign the deed. It's a whole mess. So what I like to do instead is like a seller financing situation.
There you go.
I would prefer the landlord transfer it to the tenant and the tenant sign a promissory note, say like an IOU, like you would to the bank, to the landlord, and the landlord collects the same amount every month, but it's more in a promissory note form. And then the landlord could put a mortgage on the property just like a bank would. So basically the landlord's acting as a bank in that situation, but it eliminates that problem of everybody keeping track of payments for the lease payments and everybody making sure that at the end of the term, the landlord actually does what he's supposed to do and sign the deed over. It becomes very messy, that lease to own situation.
Right. So then the purchase price would have to be negotiated.
The purchase price would be negotated at the time
you enter into the agreement. So,
yes.
if somebody was in a rent to own situation pre-COVID,
right,
is a lot different now.
Right, the landlord wouldn't be very happy about that.
No,
and it depends on the terms of the agreement. If there's any wiggle room in that, mm-hmm. or when you can get out of it, or what happens if there's a default in the agreement, does that option go away?
So your purchase price is negotiated, agreed upon, but a tenant would have so many years to pay it off.
Yes.
Right. And the landlord's the bank, so they charge interest, and they can foreclose.
If you did the promissory no mortgage situation,
right.
Yes, same as a bank would.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so,
which is not great for landlords because the foreclosure process is a process.
It's not for the timid.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No. So, I mean, I wouldn't really want, and most sellers in the market want their money now.
Yes.
They don't want it 10 years from now and they don't want to be a bank.
Right. Exactly.
You know, they want to move on and cut ties with the property.
Right. Well, you're not cutting ties if you do a rent to own either. So,
right.
I mean, this all sounds great in theory. Rent mm-hmm. to own. Oh, I want to rent to own. Patrick, our son, is a realtor now, and he says he's got people they want to rent to own.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think you might want to stay away from that one.
Yeah.
Because that's messy.
It's less popular now, I think, than it used to be.
Right. Well, in a buyer's market, that's right. When it happens.
True.
You'll see it more often. And when sellers can't sell, they're more how often I had over the years that discussion, well, if we can't sell, we're just going to rent it. You know, and so that's a whole conversation, you know, about all the pros and cons. And there's a lot of cons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrific if you're getting, you know, a nice amount of money every month. But if you're moving, say, to Florida or cross country.
And you're not sure who your tenants are.
Absolutely.
Either. Do you run a credit check? How do you keep up on if their financial situation is stable?
Are they maintaining,
taking care of the property?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing I found as a landlord is that tenants never treat the property as good as I do. They mm-hmm. they tend to mistreat it.
Sure.
So can the seller back out of this agreement if the market value of the home increases dramatically?
Depends on the terms of the contract.
Yes. How did I know you were
everything's always it depends.
What protections should be in place so that one party isn't taking advantage of the other part?
Well, it depends on which party you are. because you want the contract to be favorable to you.
Of course.
So in a landlord situation, if I was representing a landlord, I do want that paragraph in there that says, if it goes up more than X percent, then I get to back out. Or I maybe want a purchase price in there that says, I'll sell it for the, you know, if we have a right of first refusal or a right of first offer, maybe I say has to be appraised for a certain amount. Or the amount we're going to sell it for. So, you know, if you're a tenant, you certainly want a little bit looser terms than that. So it depends on who you are and what party you're representing.
So we, you know, we have to make our sellers aware of anything, you know, that comes from a potential buyer, right? Mm-hmm. Including a rent option. One of the things that we do say to our sellers, our owners, is if this is a consideration for you and you would want to proceed, the attorney would have to draft all the paperwork.
Absolutely.
This is not for real estate professionals.
No, I agree with that. There are so many variables that it is hard for, and you know, you guys are stuck using standardized forms. So you don't have the option to really draft a brand new document, which, you know, lawyers have the freedom to really nitpick all of the details. It makes it just more important. Now, very often the lawyer and the realtor, actually, if there's a realtor involved, we use them as a teammate. Absolutely, because there are forms that you guys can use that we don't have access to. And really, it is a team effort. So if you've got a situation like that, I would say get your realtor and your lawyer connected and make sure that they're working together so that you really can get the best deal and make sure all your bases are covered.
Right.
And that you're protected, of course.
And people that usually want to do a rent to own might be in a situation where they know that they can't get financing. They can't qualify for a loan for whatever reason. Debt to income is a little high, or maybe their credit score is a little on the low side, or it's not even established yet, but they know that they have the potential income to carry this payment every month. So, you know, so rent options, not always terrible, although it does give reason for everybody to pause. And it's usually the person that wants the renter, usually that's the person that wants to enter into one of these agreements.
Right. And it's hard to find a landlord that wants to do that. Very often, I would say the majority of the ones I work on are family. You know, grandma wants, or mom and dad even, will rent to own with their kid.
Mm-hmm.
You still want to protect, because we have family fights every day.
Right.
And there's a fallout, or a brother or a sister are upset, or an in-law, or there's a divorce situation. All sorts of situations like that can get involved. But the vast majority that I see are really family situations, because it's very rare you're going to find a stranger that is willing to do a rent to own with someone.
And it's hard for somebody, you know, when they're sometimes the regret of the purchase price happens on the tenant side, because now they're living in there and things happen, right?
Sure.
You know, they didn't realize this or that. And then they want to renegotiate that purchase price that was already agreed upon. It gets really sticky and messy.
Sure. And it's easier for the tenant to get out than the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
If the tenant wants out, it's much easier for them to get out than the landlord usually.
Yeah, right. With us today is attorney Michelle O'Brien with the O'Brien Law Group. Pinnacle Abstract is the title company, the abstract company. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
My phone number is 570-209-7901. And my email address is mobrien@obrienlawpa.com.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a gorgeous remodeled 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home. It's across the street from Lake Sheridan at 13 Hillside Street in Nicholson for $335,000. This beautiful home, it's just a two-minute walk to Lake Sheridan. It's on a double lot. It's got great views of the lake. The home was built in 1997. It has a brand new roof. This home has an open floor plan with a huge attached garage. Now, we were talking about water bills. The water bill here is $125 a year, because it's got a community well. I like that. The association dues are only $425 a year, and the taxes are only $2,200 a year. So it's very affordable. You get all the perks of a private lake without the big bill. That's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home across the street from Lake Sheridan. at 13 Hillside Street in Nicholson for $335,000. And that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
And Sherry Hoban. It's a co-list.
Oh, that's right. Sherry's on that one, too.
Sherry Hoban and Nicole Clark.
That one sounds beautiful.
Yes.
It is. It's nice.
And people love lakes in our area, right? So Absolutely. They want that lake home. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With Michelle O'Brien, attorney Michelle O'Brien from the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again.
For being here with us. We appreciate your time. Talking about rent to own before the break, let's move on. Landlord-tenant topics.
Oh, gee.
This is a tough one.
Everybody loves this one.
Yeah, and I know evictions are your most favorite thing to do.
My least favorite thing.
Right. They're messy.
They
right?
are.
They're not fun.
It is also hard to find a lawyer who will do that kind of work. I also don't really practice in that area, but they come up all the time.
So security deposits, right? Mm-hmm. They're sometimes a sticking point. How long does a landlord legally have to return a security deposit in Pennsylvania?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's 30 or 45
right.
days.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's little things like in the lease. If someone goes and gets a standard lease off the internet, that's a lot different than if they have a realtor's lease, right?
100% different.
Right. So landlords think that they can enter a property, right? When
yes.
they do it themselves. A
yes.
lot of DIYs out there.
Yeah.
So do they have the right? What are the legal boundaries?
So self-help is what it's called when they go in there and they start taking all of the tenants' things out. And that is no longer allowed. It used to be allowed in Pennsylvania, but it's no longer allowed. But there are certain nuances. And again, I hate to keep saying it depends, but it's really a case-by-case basis. Yeah, it's really a case-by-case basis about when you can go in, because obviously the landlord can't sit there forever and not reclaim their property and try and re-rent it out. And they do have that right. But there are time frames depending on the situation. Is the tenant still in there? Is the tenant not still in there? Have they abandoned it? There's all sorts of situations that come up that you would need to probably consult a lawyer about if you're gonna before you go and enter someone's home.
Can a landlord legally raise rent mid-lease in Pennsylvania?
It depends on the terms of the lease agreement, but not if the terms of the lease agreement say you can't.
All right. You know your stuff. And, you know, it's always good to consult an attorney. And a lot of people like to call the real estate office
yes.
regarding these questions. Mm-hmm. And we don't have the answers. And it's what's in that lease. And that's, you know, and even what's in the lease sometimes ends up in a courtroom.
Absolutely. I always tell my clients, anybody, even if you might win at the end of the day, anybody can sue anybody for anything. And then you have to defend against it and say to the court, this is nonsense. And then the court either agrees or you have to continue to defend yourself.
Attorney Michelle O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Group. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
My phone number is 570-209-7901. And my email address is mobrien@obrienlawpa.com.
And Pinnacle Abstract.
And Pinnacle Abstract, that email is title, T-I-T-L-E, at pinnacle-abstract.com. And Pinnacle is spelled P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E.
And people can actually use Pinnacle Abstract without you being an attorney.
Absolutely, yes.
I want to put that out there.
Yep.
Right?
So if you're buying a home, usually it's the buyer. And in Pennsylvania, the buyer has the right to pick the title company. And so if you are buying a home, we'd love to be your first call. We'd love to help you research your title, make sure you're getting what you think you're getting when you buy the property, making sure all those taxes are paid, and to help you handle and have a very smooth transfer of the real estate.
We welcome Joseph Pilato. Joseph has for the last 15 years, proudly served his community as the operator and owner of Pilato's Lawn Care. He's worked closely with homeowners and properties every day. That experience sparked an interest in real estate and inspired him to take the next step, helping people not just maintain their homes, but buy and sell them too. His goal is simple. Joseph gives 121% effort, attention, and care, whether you're buying your first home, selling your current one, or making a fresh start. If you're ready to make a move, Joseph Pilato is ready to help you every step of the way. Call Joseph at 570-687-3332. Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.